Let me come now directly to the 8th chapter and begin to read with this background. For him in the coasts of Decapolis, Jesus feeds the 4,000. In those days, and that of course would be in the days when he was in the area of the Decapolis, the 10 cities, the multitude being very great, and don't miss that, the multitudes were following him now. And having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples unto him, and saith unto them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their own houses, they'll faint by the way, for divers of them came from far. And his disciples answered him, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here in the wilderness? And he asked them, how many loaves have ye? And they said, 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves and gave thanks, and brake and gave to his disciples, and set before them, and they did set them before the people. That's something I think is quite interesting here, that it looks as if the disciples had forgotten about him feeding 5,000. And I'm of the opinion that many of us have the same experience of having God do some very gracious and good thing for us, and we forgot it by the next time, and when an emergency arose, why, we found ourselves neophytes. That is, it was all brand new to us. I know that's been my experience. I have to have an X-ray made of my lungs to see whether the cancer spread. And every time, it's a new experience to me, and I'm frightened to death, I must confess to you. So I really felt a feeling for these disciples. Now, they had made an inventory of the crowd, though, and I think they were expecting maybe Jesus to repeat the miracle of the 5,000. There were more loaves this time for fewer people, but it was still true, what are these among so many? And who had the loaves this time? We don't know. Some unknown person did, and maybe he just didn't want us to know that he was there. Someday, he'll get his reward. Now, in this instance, they sat on the bare ground, you'll notice. That's what we're told here, and he commanded the people to sit down on the ground before it was the grass. I think that's interesting to note that. And how many fish? Well, we're told here they had a few small fish. What difference does it make? The number's unimportant, and he's not counting fish. There's always a surplus, you'll notice, when God's in it, whether it's the 5,000 or the 4,000. And he doesn't give them just a snack, but he gives them a 7-course dinner. And if you added one woman and a child to the number, and I think you should, then you can see that you would have about 12,000 here.